When it comes to cancer, oncologists are responsible for the medical, surgical, and radiation treatment of their patients. But there are also palliative care experts to help them with the psychological experience of cancer, to help with symptom management and support. But the two don't always tie in perfectly together. Dr. David Hui is one of the exceptions to this. As both a practicing palliative care specialist and medical oncologist, he's working to integrate the two areas. He's an assistant professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I caught up with him after his presentation at the University of Technology Sydney's Faculty of Health.
With cancer, palliative care has been shown to help patients do better in terms of the quality of life and the symptom burden. And at the same time, not enough patients are getting access to palliative care these days. And if they do see a palliative care team, often is late in the disease trajectory.
That surprises me because you'd think that something like cancer, which does have a high mortality rate, it would be something that was happening more often.
I think there's still a lot of stigma about palliative care, but I think society is changing and the evidence, scientific evidence, is also changing as well. We used to think that palliative care is only applicable for patients, you know, close to the end of life. But now we know when patients are seeing palliative care teams, I don't know, even as early as around the time of their cancer diagnosis, they do much better. In fact, when they see the specialist earlier as compared to those who are only seeing them in the last weeks or months of life, those patients tend to be the ones who benefit the most.
So something you brought up today in your talk was this word palliphobic, is that right?
Yes, palliphobic.
Yeah, so with what does that mean and what's actually happening there with oncologists?
Yeah, so there's a term we just come up with, is palliative, and phobia is afraid of. And this is a, you know, people just hear palliative care and they say, wow, you know, death and dying, you know. As they start to understand what palliative can help with, there's a shift towards what I call more polyphilic, meaning philia means like. And so there is definitely a shift. And as people becoming more and more comfortable with what palliative care can offer for patients, whether it's oncologists or caregivers or patients themselves, they are much more likely to be seeing palliative care earlier and more frequently to receive the benefits associated with this intervention.
What is your research telling you about when people are being referred to palliative care? Is it happening in those early stages?
I think this is changing. Maybe about 30 to 40 to 50% of patients ever get to see palliative care before they die a few years ago, but now it's shifting to 50 to 60%, depending on the center and the region. So I think definitely more and more people are being referred, and that is wonderful. But that means that there's still a proportion of patients who don't get to receive their palliative care benefits, and that's, you know, an area where we can work on further.
So you're a specialist in both oncology and palliative care. What is the benefits of that, and are there enough people like you?
This is also rapidly evolving. I think we are seeing more and more specialists who are duly trained in this, and having these individuals can be helpful because they can catalyze the research in the interface between oncology and palliative care. They can provide good palliative care and oncology care for patients at the same time. And also they can be good educators and ambassadors to train the next generation of oncologists and palliative care specialists to be more aware of the principles of palliative care. So I think we'll be seeing more and more of that in around the world as well as in Australia.
Obviously there are, you know, just palliative care specialists. So how do you decide when a person should be going to a singular specialist versus someone who has both skills?
Well, I won't say at this time that patients need to even worry about too much of that. I would say if they, you know, even the fact that they're seeing a palliative care specialist is fantastic, you know. Of course, all of the cancer patients, I would imagine, would already be seeing an oncologist. So I would say start a conversation with the oncologist and say, well, you know, I heard that there's a palliative care team and they can actually help me deal with my symptoms and help with my quality of life and maybe even get me stronger so I can tolerate treatments better. And there are very few palliative oncologists. And I see that, you know, any palliative care specialist working in a team environment would be able to provide great care, regardless of whether they are just palliative care or palliative oncologists.
Is there a big difference between countries, say the states where you're from and here in Australia? Are there big differences in the way we perceive palliative care and how it should be happening?
Well, talking to my colleagues in Australia, I think to a certain extent there's a lot of similarities, that palliative care is still associated with some stigma. And I think in the States, because of the research, there's been a lot of push to see patients early and earlier, and that is also happening in Australia. So I think the two, you know, continents have a lot of similarities in a way. And of course, the healthcare system is very different, but I think the fundamental thing for cancer patients is that they often have many different symptoms, often are feeling quite distressed throughout the cancer journey, and they have a lot of information needs. Those are fundamental core needs, regardless of where they live.
And is there a big difference in the different types of cancer and how palliative care is then approached with those patients?
Yeah, what we found in our studies as well as by others is that patients, for example, with hematologic malignancies,
can you explain what that is?
Leukemia or lymphoma or multiple myeloma, those patients, they tend to receive less palliative care. I guess the question is, why is that? And what it comes down to oftentimes is maybe related to the oncologists who are seeing those patients. Those oncologists often tend to be less comfortable with palliative care. They often see themselves as being very important to help the patient get rid of the cancer as much as possible, and they have a very strong relationship with them and do not want to kind of take away hope from those individuals. So I think even with that, though, it is a shifting paradigm, because we are starting to see some studies showing that even with patients with hematologic malignancies, the liquid tumor individuals, that when palliative care is introduced to them earlier, that they may also, you know, do better as well. So I think with that, we will hopefully see even those patients receiving greater access to palliative care over time. And so it's a lot of education of the, you know, patients and family, but also the oncologists got to be on board as well.
It's really just getting rid of that fear of the word palliative, right, and stopping people from thinking that that is a death sentence.
Well, I think that is a very true thing. I think the stigma is one major barrier. There are other barriers, such as with healthcare resources. If they're, you know, even if the oncologists want to refer, if the palliative care program is not well staffed enough, it may be hard for patients to get access to it. So that would be another potential challenge, and that's why we always need more resources as well in this very, you know, resource limited kind of world to support the palliative care programs. And, you know, some oncologists, they also feel very strongly that they should be the ones providing the palliative care, because they actually enjoy doing it and they feel that they can do a great job, and I think that would be wonderful. So it's not always true that they have to see specialist palliative care team, but most of the time when the patient has beyond the basic needs, it would be great that they receive specialist palliative care referral.
Dr. David Hui, practicing palliative care specialist and medical oncologist at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.